You must be a proud father.
Of course, I'm immensely proud of my daughter. She's her father's daughter.
Hey!
Chief!
Daddy,
Chief!
Daddy, what's wrong?
My deepest condolences. Sorry, my best wishes.
The
Lionheart will have to soldier on until I get back on my feet. I now name my replacement Chief Godswill.
That was a clip from Lionheart, a Nigerian film which was entered for the Oscars but has been rejected for containing too much English dialogue, not being in a foreign language, although we do hear some Igbo spoken in that clip. But since the time of the British Empire, English has been one of the most common languages in Nigeria. Some filmmakers have criticised the decision, saying, are you barring this country from ever competing from an Oscar in its official language? Well, let's talk now to Dr. Anyulika Agina, Senior Lecturer at the Pan Atlantic University in Lagos, and she specialises in Nigerian films. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Program. Very welcome to the studio. So what do you think about this debate?
Well, it's an interesting debate. And the first thing I would like to say is that we need to step away from the backlash and look at it objectively. In the first instance, the Academy has a set of rules that makes any entry eligible. And in examining that, we find that Lionheart did not meet one of those rules. And so the Academy acted in accordance with its own rules. I mean, it would be ridiculous to make rules and then act against your own rules. So in the first instance, that's an objective assessment and the film was disqualified on that count. But then the whole debate raises a lot of talk on so many other things, on the politics of language to begin with. Right? English is the official language in Nigeria. And just listening to the clip you played, I thought, what could be more Nigerian than what I just heard? And so I think that the Academy has to take another step back and examine exactly what it means by international feature
and
film.
And that's a complicated issue, isn't it? For example, you could have a film in French from Francophone Africa
Absolutely.
Being allowed, even yes. though that, of course, is also another language left over from the colonial heritage.
Oh, yes. And this is where the Academy would have to rise to the occasion and actually rethink some of the rules that it has laid down for the awards. Because when they say international or foreign, which was the title of this particular category before it was changed in April this year to International Film Festival category, they're looking at what's foreign to them as Americans, okay? And that's also another entirely different conversation that one has to have. They claim to be inclusive, but I doubt that they are really as inclusive as they purport to be. They really need to look at things again because that film is very Nigerian. Now, English is spoken in nearly all parts of a country. If I, as a southerner, travel to the north, the first language I would speak would be English because we have come, thanks or no thanks to the British legacy, to appropriate the English language as ours.
And I suppose, but one of the good things coming out of this, it has been a focus on the Nigerian film industry, Nollywood, as it's known.
Absolutely, yes. Someone asked me yesterday, so how do Nigerian filmmakers feel about this? Do you think they are disillusioned? Are they discouraged about it? And I thought, not in the least. They are not. Nigerians have this can-do spirit. In fact, they are survivors. They're thinking of what next? How next? How do we move on? It's become a note of publicity for Nigerians. All over the world, this has been spoken about. And I would say to the film director, Genevieve Nnaji, go home and get your sleep because you've won an award that's bigger, larger than the Oscars. Imagine the debates that are being whipped up right now because of this disqualification. I would say congratulations to Nigerian filmmakers.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it. Anyulika Agina, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.